Today we hear a well-known story involving two sisters and the day that Jesus came to their house, Luke 10. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her." You've heard the story before. It's obvious which sister had the better response. How many differences can we identify today between the two? There's a difference in posture, how they are situated in the room. There's a big difference in the way they relate to Jesus, as well as a difference in their sense of priorities. We can learn from the differences because so often we act like Martha. But it's also true that Jesus will lead us to be like Mary, and he will bless us the same way that he blessed her. We note first a difference in posture. By that I mean Mary was seated, probably on the floor, at the feet of Jesus, whereas Martha was standing. Now that position indicates something about the attitude. When Mary took a seat at Jesus' feet, she was doing more than letting him be in charge. She was hoping to hear and learn from him. Martha, on the other hand, stood with a certain expectation from Christ. She thought that he would take her side and convince her sister to get up and pitch in with some work. As I look at you all here today, I see people who are in the position of Mary, seated at the feet of Jesus. Now, you know, I'm not claiming to be Christ. You understand how this works. Whether it's the chapel speaker or sermon preacher or religion teacher presenting the Word of God to you, it is also, and this is most important, Jesus talking through his representative. And when Jesus speaks, it is time to be in the position of Mary. So you take a seat in the gym, or in church, or in class. You put aside other things at that point. You stop talking and remain quiet. You listen so as to learn and grow. A second difference between the sisters, Mary and Martha, has to do with how they relate to Christ. Yes, one is talking to him, the other listening, but it's also true that one was trying to serve the Lord, probably with a meal, while the other was served by him. Served with food for the soul, a meal for her faith. We know Jesus said at one time, "It is better to give than to receive." Here he teaches the opposite, those times when it's better to receive than to give. When you are here in chapel or in church, do not come to be like Martha and serve the Lord. It's the other way around. When you are here in chapel or in church, be like Mary in the role of a guest at the table of Christ. You are here to receive what He gives you, especially in the gospel. A third difference has to do with a pair of words. Many versus one. Martha was distracted by many things. Mary was focused on one. One thing needed. One thing that mattered above all else. One thing only that could save her forever by giving her the certainty that her sins were forgiven, heaven was open to her, life with God was hers as a free gift. She knew that at the feet of Jesus, by listening to Him, she would gain that one thing needful. Christ even says that Mary chose that good part which would not be taken away from her. As believers in Christ today, you also are making choices which do impact your spiritual life, either positively or negatively. A day finally arrives that you decide whether to be involved with your church or not. Your parents stop making that choice for you. Even now, you can choose to listen or not. But do understand that if you choose the negative, the earthly over the spiritual, if you choose to be distracted, it's more than a bad example being followed. You would be, in that instance, giving into sin. The sin of not loving God above all things. The sin of despising His Word, depriving yourself, and possibly interfering with another person's spiritual life. It's a serious thing, these sins, which, along with the rest, do condemn us. Now, there's good news. I can't stop talking today without telling you the good news. Even as Jesus did not reject Martha for her distractions, He does not reject you and me. He jumps in. He leads us to repent, which means to face our sins for what they are and claim His forgiveness, which He won for us. And on that basis, He leads you and me to start over, to lay aside the distractions and choose that good part, that one thing needful for ourselves. To be like Mary, we need God's help at every turn. Once you make up your mind to be at the feet of Jesus, ready to receive, understand that God does the hard part. Showing up here is easy. Paying attention for 10 minutes, not that tough. But opening the heart, causing it to understand what God says, causing that truth to stick and stay and grow our faith, well, that's God's work. He will do all that through the power of the Spirit. He'll do it according to His promises, His plan for us, His love for us. And so we pray. Lord, lead us all to be like Mary, seated at Your feet, to be served by You, and with the same steady focus on the one thing needed that will truly bless us with life in Your name. Amen. We conclude our worship singing hymn 52, both stanzas, hymn 52.